Well, a big factor in political campaigns, once you get beyond a really high level, once you get down below the presidential level, even when you're talking about U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and certainly for lower profile races, name recognition is a huge factor in how voters decide. And so if you can't pay for television advertising, for example, and in Delaware, it's very expensive to pay for television advertising because the media markets are the Baltimore and the Philadelphia media markets. Those are expensive markets, and you're paying to reach a lot of people who aren't even allowed to vote for you. So it makes sense to put a lot of signs up because that's one way to build name recognition.
We hear about this campaign is stealing my sign, and usually it's sort of anecdotal because there's rarely ever evidence of who is stealing another person's sign. Is that sort of an effective political strategy to remove signs of your opponent?
No, it happens all the time, all over the country. I think it's actually a pretty ineffective one because the rewards for stealing individual signs, pretty small. You know, is it going to make that huge a difference if a few yard signs are gone? No. And if you get caught, especially if you're connected to a campaign, the blowback could be quite extensive. So low reward, high risk. But it does go on, usually not in an organized fashion.